right now at 7.
We need council persons to move into each other's districts to see for themselves what we deal with.
Frustrated, fearful, and just plain fed up. A city resident sounds off on Oakland's crime crisis as a police chief hangs up the help wanted sign.
It's important that the people in this city know that we are not turning a blind eye to the level of violence that people are experiencing every day in our community.
Tonight, Oakland, one of several big Bay Area cities, discussing new ways to curb crime, including more automated surveillance.
Plus, why your dream home may be out of reach in one part of the Bay Area, no matter how much money you have.
We're live at Oakland at Whole Foods Market to talk about our effort at KPIX to feed Bay Area families. And in weather, I'm talking about an unseasonably warm month, start to the month of December.
Along with that, a sobering new study tonight on the Sierra snowpack.
Climate change is not some future thing. It's happening right now.
Oakland's police chief is hanging out the now hiring sign tonight. Good evening. I'm Elizabeth Cook.
I'm Alan Martin. That city down to just 676 officers. It had 740 at this time last year. KPIX 5's Wilson Walker reports that residents are frustrated and they're fearful.
As crime surges, city leaders again revisiting the debate over policing, how many officers, what percentage of the city's budget. Well, we were contacted by one resident of East Oakland. She says she and her neighbors are tired of debate. They want to see changes.
So to have 70, nearly 70 less officers a year later is definitely going to have an impact on our ability to address public safety.
The chief is again calling for more officers. So is the mayor.
That analysis will make the case that additional police staffing is needed in the wake of this violence spree.
So, is more officers the answer?
I'm Emma, and I live in deep East Oakland. I would say that is partly the answer.
Emma reached out to us to express her concerns about crime. She says it's not necessarily about numbers, but it is absolutely about responsiveness.
It appears in the communities in the flatlands, we're not as important as people in other areas. When we call the police, the answer we get is there are things that they must address that's more important than our concerns.
It is a long-time complaint from East Oakland residents that their crime concerns take a backseat to other parts of town, from violence to illegal dumping. Emma says her community feels left behind.
So we need council persons to move into each other's districts to see for themselves what we deal with.
The mayor says she will issue her revised strategy for policing by the end of this week. The city council will hold a special meeting on gun violence on December 7th in Oakland. Wilson Walker, KPIX 5.
Well, tonight, Oakland police want you to take a good look at this black Toyota RAV4. Now, this is the suspect vehicle in the city's latest homicide. Eric Davis was shot and killed after interrupting a car burglary near Lake Merritt. There's a $10,000 reward for information leading to an arrest.
In San Francisco, supervisors are expected to vote tonight on whether to allow sheriff's deputies to provide private security through contracts with individuals or businesses. This comes after the recent rash of retail robberies. Local businesses hope more security will deter more of those crimes. In the meantime, many of them are boarded up tonight. And it's not just San Francisco and Oakland. Tomorrow, the Walnut Creek City Council will discuss adding more police patrols downtown following a mob-style robbery at a Nordstrom. The city is considering using $2 million from its COVID recovery fund to pay for security officers, new cameras, and a drone.
Meanwhile, in San Jose, the city council discussing using $250,000 in COVID relief money to lease more license plate readers and software.
Where culprits are attempting to evade the license plate readers, all the better, because that's a very clear warning when we see folks covering their license plates that those are drivers that should be pulled over.
It's not a great use of money.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation says existing San Jose cameras scanned and stored 1.6 million plates last year, but only made 1,500 successful matches to crime suspects.
And I think when you have clever criminals like that,
License plate readers are not going to deter them. License plate readers are very good at capturing information on innocent people, but maybe not so good at capturing information on people who are willing to break the law.
The $250,000 for cameras would come from a total of $18.3 million in federal pandemic relief funds. The council has been talking for hours now on how to allocate it. Recommendations do include $1.6 million to expand a transitional jobs program, nearly $4 million for food programs, $1 million for children and youth services, and just over $1 million for homeless health and emergency housing programs.
Rising rents and expected mortgage rate hikes are pushing more prospective buyers into the housing market. But our Andrea Borba discovered they may be out of luck in one part of the Bay Area, no matter how much money they have.
Want a home office, want a gym, want a big backyard? Your home buying wish list has a serious scarcity problem in one Bay Area county.
How many are on the market right now?
The last time I checked a few minutes ago, it was about 430.
That is half of what the inventory of single family homes was in November 2020 in a county of nearly 2 million people. The inventory shortage began in August of 2020 and isn't expected to let up for another 6 to 9 months. The competition for that very low inventory of homes is at an all-time high, and that is driving prices up.
For every home that's out there, you might have 6 offers if you're lucky, and you might have 36 like I had recently, and you're not so lucky, and you feel like, why did I bother trying?
Realtors say everyone is looking for extra room for a home office and backyards, always popular with the kids, now have cachet among adults as well.
It can be hard to sell a condo that doesn't have even a balcony.
It is not just Santa Clara County, but Bay Area wide, even slopping over into Santa Cruz County, where today in Capitola, there are only 4 single family homes on the market. In Los Gatos, Andrea Borba, KPIX 5.
Elizabeth Holmes' fraud trial's in recess until next week after another grueling day on the stand for the Theranos founder. On cross-examination, prosecutors pointed to thousands of texts Holmes exchanged with her former boyfriend and business partner, Sonny Balwani. Holmes testified yesterday Balwani was often controlling and abusive, and that he had control over the operational and scientific details of the company's failed finger stick blood testing technology. But she admitted that many of the texts showed a loving relationship on both sides.
So that's kind of undermining that if potential defense that there was an abusive relationship.
Holmes also agreed that Balwani's text expressing frustration over problems that he saw at Theranos showed he wasn't deceiving her about the issues. That trial going to resume next Tuesday.